President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the first presidency. Fourth floor, last door. The purpose of faith is not to change God's will, but to empower us to act on God's will. Faith is trust. Trust that God sees what we cannot and that He knows what we do not. Faith means that we trust not only in God's wisdom, but that we trust also in His love. With this kind of faith, though we may not understand why certain things happen or why certain prayers go unanswered, we can know that in the end, everything will make sense. Until then, we walk by whatever faith we have, seeking always to increase our faith. Faith comes to those who pay the price of faithfulness. In our search for enduring faith, let us remember the Lord's promise, "Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." God's reward is not usually behind the first door, so we need to keep knocking. Don't give up. Seek God with all your heart. Exercise faith. Walk in righteousness. Oh, how great the plan of our God! We are surrounded by an astonishing wealth of light and truth. How could it ever be possible that we, of all people, would not be excited about attending our church worship services or get tired of reading the Holy Scriptures? Life-changing truths are before our eyes and at our fingertips, but sometimes we sleepwalk on the path of discipleship. I invite each of us to consider this question. What shall we give in return for the flood of light and truth God has poured out upon us? Let us take courage and trust in the guidance of the Spirit. Let us, in word and in deed, share with our fellow men the amazing message of God's plan of happiness. Learn from Alma and Amulek. Alma found Amulek and asked him for help, and Alma received help. In whatever position you currently serve, to be successful, you must find your Amuleks. Perhaps, like Amulek, you know in your heart that the Lord has called you many times, but you would not hear. It is my hope that those who have strayed from the path of discipleship, even by only a few degrees, will contemplate the goodness and grace of God, see with their hearts, learn from Alma and Amulek, and hear the life-changing words of the Savior, "Come, follow me." End of the section, Messages from the First Presidency, read by Dave Shaw, Dwayne Case, Van Johansen, and Jane Wise.